All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Nine.
All right, so Derek called us, and he's looking to get in contact with this girl named Heather. Now, they were going back and forth for a while about going out on a date, and it took a little bit of work to actually get that first date in, but they did it.
She's got a kid. She's got a little kid. And finally, we get this date set Saturday night. It's going to be real good. But, of course, her babysitter cancels. So she was like, I don't know if we should do it. I was like, no, let me just come over there. We'll, like, make a night of it, you know? So I went over there. I met her son. We had a good meal. And it went great. So, like, I thought second one's in the can, for sure. But I have not heard a single word back.
This is pretty easy. What'd you do to piss the kid off? Come on.
I'm good with kids. I got, like, younger siblings. So, like, I got along with her kid. Like, I mean, you know, it was cute. He's a cool kid and nothing. I mean, I was on point that night.
So on point that he hasn't heard from Heather since. So let's call her up right now and hear how he f***ed up.
Hello?
Hi, Heather?
Yeah?
Okay, perfect. Heather, I'm sorry for bothering you this early in the morning. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I know this will be quick. I know you're busy. I know you have a son. We got your phone number from a gentleman that would love to take you out on a date, and we are willing to pay for the date if you say yes.
Okay.
Now listen, here's the deal. Like I said, I know you have a young son. This gentleman told us that he knows you and you know him, and I'll tell you his name in a second. But I'm gonna spice up the pop.
I know him.
You know
him.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you his name. Just let me spice it up a little bit. You can pick whatever you want to do for a date. We'll pay for the whole thing, and we will even pay for a babysitter for your son, so just you and this gentleman can go out.
It's pretty generous.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Reason being generous, by the way, Melissa, is because I feel like this one's really going to work out. Because you already went out with this guy before. You had a great time. His name is Derek.
Oh. No, thank you, but no thank you, okay?
Is it because... Do you have an ex-boyfriend that came back into the mix by any chance?
What? No. Not at all.
So was this something Derek did?
Yeah. So my son is 2.5 years old and we've been potty training.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Derek came over and we had dinner and it was fine, whatever. And then he left and I'm smelling this, like, terrible smell.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? So I'm looking around and I see a bunch of my hats on the floor. And underneath my hat is an enormous that my son must have done. And Derek, the idiot, puts my hat over it. Doesn't tell me what happened.
Are you sure it was Derek?
Yeah. What? There's no way a grown man would do that.
My hats were on. They were on a rack completely. My son is 2.5 years old. He can't reach them.
That's a good point.
Derek. What was I supposed to do?
Okay,
Okay, Heather, Derek is on the phone right now. He's heard what you said. So, Derek, wait.
Oh, my. What is going on here? I don't even know what's happening
there's,
right
there's
now.
A lot happening right now. Derek on the phone. I think he just admitted to covering the with hats. Derek, did you do that?
Put yourself in my shoes, all right? So you're at a girl's house.
Mm-hmm.
Her son is the on the floor. Okay, now, am I going to embarrass you? Am I going to say, hey, now you're going to feel bad because your son took a dump on the floor? No, I'm going to just be like, let's just put a hat over that and deal with it later.
Oh, my God.
And deal with it later.
Are you 5 years old? Like, what is happening? Are you potty training yourself? What is happening? You take my good hat, first of all. My hats are ruined, by the way. So don't wear the hat. Thank you very much.
Honestly, you're the one who put me in an awkward position. You just walk away. Your son takes a shit on the floor. Like, am I supposed to clean it up? Am I the babysitter now? Am I
first of all, walk
now?
Away. I went to the kitchen. I cooked your f***ing dinner, idiot.
If I'm being honest with you, I was going to tell you, but the meal was so good. Like, I thought, like, okay, there's this poop. She's almost done with dinner. Let's just eat this meal, and then I'll tell her, and, you know, we'll deal with this. But I forgot, because, like, the conversation was good. The food was good. You look good. Can we just go out again? For you, one more time, maybe not in the house with your kids.
Oh, my God. You can't even ask with a straight face.
Like, Heather, like I said, we'll pay for the date, and we'll pay for a babysitter for your son. Obviously, you pick the babysitter, because I know it has to be someone you trust, but we'll pay for it.
Again, thank you, but no. And on top of that, you owe me a new hat,
one. All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there. Zahara Cannabis is Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.